Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, January the 14th. It's National Dress Up Your Pet Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girls and Fred, sponsored by Kmart's Fashion Department. Most pets prefer the cheapest fashion. Freestyle. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, as promised, we're back into the deep freeze, currently -7, feeling way colder than that, and the mercury will continue to drop throughout the weekend. It'll be clear, but very, very cold. So bundle up if you're heading outside, and also with your pets, make sure that they don't spend too much time outside as well. If it's cold for you, it's going to be cold for them as well. And just to give you a bit of a heads up, we're looking at a snow event for Monday, so stay tuned for that.
Snow event.
We'll just call
it
that.
Is that what we're calling it now? An event?
Sure. We don't want to scare people, but there may be a little bit of snow. All right. And you know what? For National Dress Up Your Pet Day, today's random daily shout-out goes to cats. And you know that some say that cats are smarter than dogs, but you can't get 8 cats to pull a sled through snow, can you? Mind you, I guess that kind of says that they're smarter than dogs who will willingly do that.
Well, today, celebrate National Dress Up Your Fred Day by dressing up your furry family member in comfortable pet clothing. Maybe even have matching outfits for you and them. If you want to get crazy, this especially hits the spots with Dalmatians, of course. But don't try this with your feline friends. It will end up in catastrophe. And a point of caution, a few years ago, I tried to set up Bauer in a cat costume for Halloween. Then he wouldn't come when I called him. But the joke was on me because he usually didn't come anyway when I called him. Dogs are the best, aren't they? Sorry, Jerry. I'd say outside of a dog, a book is our best friend. Although inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. It's time for Tunes with Tamique, what are you listening to today? I've got one by Carrie Underwood, saying, the more boys I meet, the more I love my dog.
She has a song that says that.
Well, that's because her dog dresses better than most men she dates.
So, in honor of good old Freddie here, I'm actually highlighting an artist that Ventura might know, named Freddie McGregor. Ventura, do you have a favorite Freddie McGregor song?
I think I would say Big Ship, Sailing Across the Ocean.
Yeah, for me, Big Ship and Prophecy, I think those are tied for two of my favorites. Of course, Fred doesn't want to stay, so let him go. But today,
my personal favorite is his Barking Up the Wrong Tree.
So in honor of good old Fred here, we're going to highlight Freddie McGregor. I'm going to highlight Seek and You Will Find. And the only thing that Fred will seek and find is food. You can't throw a toy. You can't throw a boomerang. Nothing. If you throw a treat, this dog will run and get it. But Seeking You Will Find, a love again. Always the beginning of the songs that get me. I can see enough blessings coming, my people. Hear me now. Be wise now, children. And listen to the words of wisdom. In these troubled times, we got to be strong. And as sure as the sun shines, I'm going to get what is really mine. And I won't stop and I won't give up the fight. I'll do it with all my might. Beautiful, beautiful lyrics. I love reggae music, man. Reggae music, it has a way of, I always talk about the melody takes you to a place. And then you listen to the words and the words take you even to another place. So beautiful song by Freddie McGregor, Seek and You Will Find. Just words to live by going into the weekend. Just stay strong, do your best with all your might, and whatever is for you can't be for anybody else. So in honor of good old Freddie here, that's my pick for today, Seek and You Will Find by Freddie McGregor. Enjoy.
And for those of you following Step by Step, Tamique forgot the other step about taking her to the next level.
I forgot that stuff. I didn't say nothing. You're retired. I still work.
But the laws have changed now, sir. You can say it out loud.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, but now I'm at work.
Well, you know, listening to
you too, to me.
you can. We'll just leave it there.
Okay, it sounds like a perfect time for Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center. Since they're bankrupt, they now only have virtual pets in stock. Venturo, what do you got for this weekend?
I have two movie recommendations for you guys. One I chose basically because I just love a song in the movie. I like to move it. That song is so infectious. So the first pick is Madagascar. And the second one is in line with what we're discussing today, Dress Up Your Pet Day. It's The Secret Life of Pets. So go check out those two movies. They're both available on Netflix. And one last thing, over the last couple of days, I found myself binge watching something that I don't think anybody should binge watch. Can anybody guess what that is?
COVID news?
You can say to me, what is it?
CBC Marketplace.
I can't believe I was binge watching the Marketplace. I found myself just going from one episode to another episode to another episode. There's just so much to learn from the Marketplace.
Were they featuring cryptocurrencies on each episode? I'm just asking for a friend.
Unfortunately, no. But there were so many interesting episodes, I just couldn't help myself. And I found myself watching it, and then I noticed that my wife was secretly watching too. So can be addictive.
Are you going to get a new HVAC system?
No. I was actually watching one that was very interesting to me. Was the one with the filters that people buy for the house, and they were looking at the ones that are expensive and the ones that are not so expensive, and which one is most effective.
Right.
Very, very interesting, guys.
Well, don't leave us hanging. Which one? Yeah,
I'm going to go buy some this weekend. What's the recommendation? Yeah.
The cheaper ones were actually very, very good. They were able to capture a lot of the microparticles in the air much better than some of the most expensive ones that people go out there and buy. What was interesting to me as well was that there was a guy that showed that you can create your own filter. Right. By just buying a fan and getting one of those things that you put in your heating system to capture air particles, that you can even create your own, and that is comparable to some of the filters that you'll go out there and buy. It's crazy. So yeah, go check it out, guys. If you have nothing to do, go binge watch some of that.
Oh, great. Thank you for that homeowner tip for free. Excellent. Bonus content on the Wise Guys and Girl. It is Friday, and it's time for Friday's Joke of the Week.
Well, it was no joke when I saw this happening. My two neighbors got into this heated argument, with their dogs out on my front lawn the other day. And, they were on and on about whose dog was smarter. And Drew said to the other neighbor, "My dog is absolutely the smartest thing you've ever seen. Gets up, puts on its own little jacket. Now, you know those little booties that you put over your paws for the snow? Troops off, heads up to the local Tim's and gets me a sesame bagel and cream cheese. And then, because I don't really like the Tim's coffee, shoots over to the Starbucks and gets me a latte mocha. Swings back, stops in, grabs me a newspaper, and even better yet, ESPN's on as I come downstairs. Absolutely amazing." I guess. He goes, "What do you mean, you know?" He goes, "Yeah, my dog told me."
Oh, golly, gee whiz. Well, that is it for us today, everybody. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for hanging with us this week. Remember, if you like our show, subscribe and tell your friends. If you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them decide for themselves. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.